Episode 3102, The Power of Doing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday, and I want you to get in the game of life. You don't need to be sitting on the sidelines. You need to be playing your game. But in order to do that, you got to know the power of doing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Just so you remember and recall, we have a brand new TV show. It's out live every single week on pray.com. You can head on over there Tuesday mornings, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We'd love to see you there. Well, take a deep breath because you're in for a ride. Francis Chan said this, "Our greatest fear should not be a failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter." So what would happen if you embrace the power of doing? Just do it, right? It's been Nike's slogan for as long as I can remember. But because of mind games and tricks that we play on ourselves, it's easy to get in the way of the direction we need to go. Your calling doesn't happen unless you do it. Your purpose here on earth will fall apart unless you do it. Your passion will fade into the night unless you ignite it. You have got to stay in the game of life and do what you were called to do. Just do it, my friend. Yet I know, as easy as that rolls off our tongues, following through can be the greatest hurdle. You see all the possibilities of what might not happen. Then you wrestle with all the possibilities of what could happen. This fluctuation between this, that, and the other only holds you prisoner to what you won't do. You must get off the baseline and begin the trek to the top of the mountain. Yes, you will run into a few valleys along the way. You might even face a few unexpected detours and visitors you have to deal with. But until you are ready to embrace the power of doing, the only results you'll achieve will be mediocre. For a season, those results, well, they might be okay. However, is that what you really want for the rest of your life? I mean, really think about that question. Is that where you want to land with your passion? God has equipped you, my friend, to do great things. But greatness comes with a charge, and that charge is in the power of doing. Just do it. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Just do it. So let me ask you, what have you been contemplating lately? What have you been mulling over in your mind that won't fade away? What dreams do you still have within you that you know deep down is still possible, even in the season that you're in? Life is not about what others make of it for you. Yes, you have to seize the opportunity, but you also need to create your now. You need to get in the driver's seat and take this journey of the unknown by storm. With each twist and turn and roundabout and detour, you can rise above your fears and experience success where it matters. Just do it. So what does that look like in real life? How do you keep the momentum going? How do you keep doing what you know you need to be doing? Well, number one, do it with no compromise. You can be your worst enemy when it comes to moving forward. You can come up with every excuse under the sun to not do something. Your limitations on yourself might be the only thing standing in the way. So instead of fighting what you think might happen, just take the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. There's no reason to hold back. There's no reason to take these limitations that you think is really protecting you when really it's harming you. Do it with no compromise. Number two. Do it with conviction. If you come at life with a mediocre attitude, well, the results will be just that, so-so. You deserve your best, so don't sit back and wonder if you can or if you can't. Don't play the mind games of should have, would have, could haves of the past. Commit to where you are and where you are headed, that next step. You don't have to look too far to do what you need to do now. Do it with conviction. And finally, number three, do it with confidence. As much as you can be your worst enemy, on the flip side, you must be your biggest cheerleader. If you are always second-guessing what you need to be doing, you're going to loiter in limbo land. You will continue to strengthen that which you don't desire. Playing full out in the game of life with confidence gives you the opportunity to make adjustments, to see what's possible, and to engage your passion to perform at your best. You've got to stop looking to the sidelines. You've got to stop comparing yourself. You've got to stop reaching for the fears instead of looking for the opportunities. You have to be willing to engage not only your heart, but your mind. You have to be willing to say, I'm all in. I'm just going to do it. It's the power of doing. So what's holding you back, my friend? What is it that is just kind of stifling your direction? That's clouding your mind. That's making you second guess all the time. You don't have to accept mediocre. Mediocrity, nah, it's kind of a fun word to say. Not really, because when you look at it and how it's spelled, have you noticed that word? It's kind of a weird spelling. Well, don't you think that just being mediocre is kind of weird? We all have the opportunity. Every single one of this across the world has the opportunity to be their best. But that doesn't mean their best is equivalent to somebody else's best. It's your best, what you can do with your gifts and talents, with your strengths and weaknesses, with your successes and failures. You can achieve what you desire to achieve. But you just have to do it. And it all comes from the power of doing. It all comes from saying, you know what? I'm tired of just, well, hanging out here for a little while. I don't know if you're a tennis player, but Wimbledon has been playing over the last 2 weeks. And let me tell you, it has been a ride. And there's been some incredible stories that have come out of that, Christopher Eubanks being one of them. He didn't think he would amount to where he wanted to go. And all of a sudden, he finds himself in his first quarterfinals of a Grand Slam. Incredible. Yet just a little over a year ago, he told his manager that, you know what? If I don't get something besides these little tournaments, I need to find another job. And what happened is he stepped out of where he was and he decided to play his game. He decided to just do it, to just do it his way, not to look to one side or the other, not trying to be somebody else. Not trying to pretend that, well, I've got to act like this. I've got to be like this so I can become this. No, he said, I'm going to be who God is creating me to be, and I am going to go out and live my life accordingly. I'm going to play the tennis my way, and look what has changed. All on what he has done. He's done little things. Another incredible story coming out of Wimbledon is Markéta Vondrousova. She's from the Czech Republic. And she, a year ago, I kid you not, a year ago, she was sitting in the stands watching a friend of hers play because she had wrist surgery. And a year later now, she wins the championship. The coveted Wimbledon trophy for the women. She was the first woman unseated to gain that accomplishment, that accolade, that achievement. It's only happened 3 times in Wimbledon's history. That's incredible. And she came to Wimbledon with the idea in mind that, you know what, I'm just going to play a few games, a few matches, and we'll see what happens. And she goes on to win the championship against Anja Bor, who was seeded number 6. Your story is your story. Your journey is your journey. You have got to stop comparing. You have got to stop looking at everybody else. You've got to stop saying, gosh, I wish I was in that season. That season over there looks so beautiful. The grass is greener on the other side, but when you get over there, they've got some patches too that need worked on. Not everything's perfect, my friend. You can choose to hang out with what isn't working or accomplishing things that don't matter so you don't have to face your fears. Meanwhile, your dreams will continue to dwindle, leaving not much room for you to fulfill your calling. Are you ready to be that acorn that eventually becomes into her own oak tree? Are you willing to say, I'm tired of pretending? I need to be who God is creating me to become. Because you see, otherwise, you're just going to keep wrestling with this your entire life. And what do you think happens? At the end of your life, the richest part of your life will be in the grave. And I know that sounds horrible. I get it. But sometimes we need a little bit of a shakeup to have a shakedown. Just do it. My friend, life is a gift and breath is a blessing. Don't let your fear suffocate you. You are created for more. So create your now. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.